better put him in the Heisman.
Got that wood right here, baby.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
They're going to run and get that boot.
The Arkansas Razorbacks have completed the dream season.
A baseball team is on the way back. A College World Series title. The Bomb Stadium.
I almost got fired because I went Willie the Boss after I had a little too much sauce.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Sam Pittman named the Razorback head football coach. I think it's the 34th, if I'm remembering correctly. That was tweeted out yesterday. The 34th head coach in Razorback football history. Yeah. And obviously, there's been a lot of strong reactions from everybody around the country on whether or not this is a good hire, because that's what's always going to be about. Press conference will be held today with Sam Pittman and Hunter Yurecek in Fayetteville at the Walker Pavilion there at 3 p.m. this afternoon. So looking forward to hearing from Sam Pittman and all the things that he has to say. But I wanted to say this, because we were talking about in the previous segment about the whole process of how this went down. I'll be curious to see how much we actually learn of the process. Will Hunter Yurecek come out and say truly how the process went down, or is he going to come out and say, Sam Pittman was my number one guy from the start, and we made it happen, you know, which I think nobody will actually buy. But here's the thing about Sam Pittman that I can tell you, and that I think that really resonates, obviously, with Hunter Yurecek and the way that some of the previous hires have been handled, especially with the Eric Musselman deal. I know that Sam Pittman desperately wanted this job. He was contacting anybody and everybody he could to say, I want this job. I want to be here, which is not just the only reason why you should give somebody a job, because let's be honest, there's probably some high school football coaches in the state of Arkansas that probably really wanted this job.
Right.
Who wouldn't want to make seven figures?
Right.
You know, we all understand that. But what I believe is that not only did Sam Pittman want that and want that job desperately, but what he also wanted is that he wanted Hunter Yurecek to listen to the game plan that he was putting together. He says, I got this together. I know what I can do. I know how I can win. I know what I can do to make it happen. And he put something together, showed Hunter Yurecek, and Hunter Yurecek at least saw and said, I like where you're coming from. I like where your head's at. I like what you're trying to do. So I believe that that is something that really stood out to Hunter Yurecek in this whole thing with Sam Pittman. Again, not saying he was the number one choice, not saying he was the number two choice. We don't know what choice he actually was, and we probably will never know. But what I do know is that Sam Pittman desperately wanted to have this job. He wants to go all in on this job. And that's where I feel like a lot of Razorback fans, that at least tells them something, because let's be honest, too, about Chad Morse. You never actually ever had the feeling that he was all in on Arkansas the way that Sam Pittman can showcase that he was all in.
And Chad Morse wasn't the number one choice, and it kind of panned out that way, you know, with the end results. Sam Pittman wants to be an Arkansan. He wants to be a Razorback. This is where he wants to be. I was mentioning earlier that, you know, He had made plans and to have a retirement home in Arkansas, down around Hot Springs. So, you know, I know that because a family member of mine is close friends with the person that sold him the lot next door to them. And they went to the Florida-Georgia game this year as a guest of Sam Pittman because they sold him the land. I mean, so this is a place and a part of the country he wants to be. He enjoyed his time in Fayetteville. It's the closest he had been back to his home of Grove, Oklahoma. We mentioned in the earlier segment about, you know, Oklahoma being his birthplace, and Grove, Oklahoma, which is, if you don't know, it's in the northeast corner up there around the lake in Miami, Oklahoma, that part. So it's not far from Fayetteville. So, I mean, this is a place he wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so anyway, you want somebody that wants to be here.
Wants to go all in.
Yep. And who wants people around them that just are almost embarrassing or, you know, sheepishly approaching the job?
Yeah, one foot in, one foot out.
Yeah, you want both feet in the circle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you're getting with Sam Pittman. Is this going to work out? I don't know. Is he going to win the Western Division? I don't know. Is he going to go 2-10 again? I don't know. We're just going to have to see, you know. But I just know this. You got someone that truly, I think, is both feet in right now.
Yeah, and before we go back to the phone lines, real quick, the other point I want to make is that when it comes to coaches, there's not many guarantees that you can make. But what would you say the guarantee of Sam Pittman being his head coach at Arkansas is? I would say you're guaranteed to have a good to great offensive line. That's going to be a guarantee. You're guaranteed to have a great recruiting plan put into place. a guy who can recruit. That's another guarantee. And you're guaranteed to have toughness.
The two things, John, that Arkansas sucks at right now. I mean, there's no other way to put it. You can't sugarcoat it. Arkansas sucks on the offensive line, and the recruiting has been worse than that because they've missed Chad Morris's recruiting plan was beginning to work, and they were getting, but for 4 years, it's been terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And Chad Morris, I think that's the one area he was starting to turn the corner, and he had brought in some players, but those are two areas that Sam Pittman's good at.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive line, getting some dudes up front, and coaching them up, and he'll have a recruiting plan that will work.
Mm-hmm. Guaranteed.
No question about that.
And that, to me, is something that obviously Arkansas desperately needs right now.
Is he going to miss some steps that, perhaps miss some steps that an experienced head coach wouldn't?
Of course.
Maybe. We'll see. One guy that's up there, I assume he's still there and on staff, is Turner Gill. Would that be some? I don't know if they have a previous relationship. I don't know if that's, again, there's a guy brought in to maybe be an advisor to a head coach. Someone in that role, whether it's Turner Gill or someone else, could be very valuable to Sam Pittman. Whether it's him or somebody else, you need someone to kind of fill the role that Turner Gill was filling for Chad Morris.
Mm-hmm.
So there probably will be a house clean. When you went 2-10, you got a clean house.
Yeah.
So.
Well, also in the fact that I believe he'll bring in some head coaches, former head coaches, as assistants, which will probably go a long way as well.
And I think there was Mike Irwin was tweeting last week. I think it was spot on. This is about Thursday. I think Hunter Yurecek knew Thursday they weren't getting Lane Kiffin. We talked about it Friday that Arkansas had moved on. People thought here on the show we were crazy. I think the information we had was good. But there was a tweet in there that Mike Irwin had put out that about Barry Lunny and Jeff Traylor, having the option, if they wanted to be a part of the next staff, to be here. Mm-hmm. I would guess that we're going to see that probably pan out too.
Mm-hmm. And I think the working relationship that Pittman and Lunny had together, I'm sure is going to go a long way.
And knowing Traylor's credibility in the state of Texas for recruiting and his relationship with Rakeem Boyd and, several other things, several other boxes he checks will all be very beneficial to this initial staff. So he's well thought of.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why you start piecing back some information, and they knew sometime Wednesday, certainly by Thursday, that Kiffin wasn't going to work out, and they started working on this deal with Sam Pittman about then. He had an SEC championship game to get through, and here we go, and here we are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
Makes sense to me. I mean,
it does to me, too. It does to me, too. We got a lot of people calling in. Let's get to those phone calls through the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Daniel is in Paris. What's going on, Daniel?
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Pretty good, man. How about you?
Oh, it's been a stressful week. It's been a stressful week listening to all this. does it feel like we're on sanctions? I mean, Ole Miss is on sanctions. Missouri's on sanctions. Ole Miss has 2 10-win seasons in the 2000s, and we're sitting here. If we were on sanctions, could we have got a Barry Lunny or a Sam Pittman? Just something to think about. I think this is an incredibly risky hire for Hunter Yurecek. You look at, and I don't believe the Kiffin stuff. I believe we just didn't step up to the plate and offer the money. You want to get somebody here and then be all in? You show them dollar signs. 2 years ago, you could have went to FAU when he had his first 10-win season and probably snatched him for little or nothing. You don't buy high on a guy and then get mad when they want to shop you around. That's just silly. 2 years ago, people were calling in saying, look at Kiffin. He had Kendall Briles down there as OC. Go for it. Go for it. Everyone just kind of laughed that off, And then all week after thinking we may have Kiffin, I watch a lot of college football. I mean, you have to. You got to try to just be a fan of the sport when your team goes 2-10 every year lately. And you get to see his kids, all the media attention that Elaine Kiffin brings, that Ole Miss just gets instantly, that we're not going to have. And, I mean, I wish Sam Pittman the best. He's our coach now, so we don't have much more than we can do. But what a risky hire. If Kiffin comes up here with Plumlee and Matt Corral year in and year out here the next few years and just puts it on us, and then Eli Drinkwitz, who, honestly, I wasn't for anyway. but it's probably considered a more prestigious hire in the national world here that we live in. Comes and beats us every year. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Hunter just sneaks out the door at some point, takes another job, unless Musselman takes him back to the Final Four. I mean, I'm just kind of stunned at how it came out. He said flashy hire. Good luck selling that to everybody. When you say want to be here, well, heck, I want to be there.
Well,
this should definitely be more of a $2 million hire than a $3 million, and there shouldn't be a lot of length on it. Would he have been tickled to get a Georgia State job out there?
Well,
why did he leave in the first place for a lateral job to Georgia? I don't even remember that story. Maybe he got ran off by somebody, but I just remember Sam Pittman being a big name in O-line when he was here.
Well, Daniel, and I appreciate the phone call, man. We got to keep it going. But listen, again, when we were talking about wanting to be here, we're not saying that's the only reason why. He has a resume. It's not like he was just some Joe that out there, hey, I want to be here. Oh, okay, well, since you want to be here, let's hire you. And the guy's got a resume.
Right.
He's got familiarity with Arkansas. And, Tommy, what have you said so many times about when it comes to the state of Arkansas and the type of coaches that they want? The names that were getting thrown out, what was the thing that they wanted? The Arkansas connection. Because it's familiarity.
Yeah.
And Sam Pittman has familiarity in the state.
Well, I mean, we go back and we can study the teams that have had the most success in the state of in the state of this program.
Right.
You go back to Petrino's best team, the one that went to the Sugar Bowl. You go back to teams that went to SEC championship games. They are littered on the two deep with Arkansas kids. It's very important to have familiarity with the coaches in this state. You don't have to be from Arkansas. The greatest coaches ever at the University of Arkansas in any sport weren't from here.
That's right.
You don't have to be from here, but you have to embrace this state.
That's right.
You don't have to come in and, you know, half-heartedly call the hogs and half-heartedly embrace the traditions. You've got to be all in on that stuff and all in on Arkansas kids and properly evaluate Arkansas players. I mean, there was tweet after tweet after tweet this weekend about Arkansas kids playing for other teams in conference championship games. KJ Hill, the biggest amongst them. You bring those kids home and you start keeping those kids at home and you'll be amazed how quick this program will turn around.
Exactly right. Exactly right. But, you know, that's just something that's going to have to take time with fans. And I get it. And, you know,
it's not going to be an overnight fix.
It's not. We're going to have to stress that point.
If you'd hired Urban Meyer, it would not have been an overnight fix.
Urban Meyer would not make a bowl game next year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the fact of the matter. Oh, geez. All right. Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Miss Lisa from Northeast Arkansas is on the phone. What's going on, Miss Lisa?
Well, for all you Nimrods out there that are trying to be Debbie Downers, it's not about the big name. How many times do we have to say this? It's about the right fit. I am tickled to death with the hire. I was biting my nails down to the cuticles over Lane Kiffin. And then I thought Eli Drinkowitz, he walked in to have you say his name. I was calling him Witch out here and some more things to go with it. And then I remember when Brian Harsin was over here at ASU and he was dry as a bone. And I thought, Lord, please, please, I prayed about it. Y'all can laugh if you want to. I went to the Lord in prayer. Then I got a text that said, Miss Lisa, I think it's going to be Sam Pittman. And I took my phone to church. I'm the organist at church. And I turned it off. I had thought where it wouldn't beep or ring. Well, I didn't. So we're up there in a country. Well, anyway, y'all don't want to hear all that. But I'm tickled to death. Everybody get on board. We've got a coach. He's a name. He's a recruiter. My God, with the last 10 years, every one of our, correct me if I'm wrong, I'll let y'all talk. Correct me if I'm wrong, has not just about every quarterback we've put out there in the last 8 to 10 years come out with concussions.
Boy. I mean, there has been an issue, yes.
Tyler Wilson had one. Brandon Allen had one. Plus, you know, remember when he got cleated and it.
Yeah.
Opened up his shin there during the game.
Yeah, and
well, what about the Lindsay boy this year?
Yeah, well, I know KJ Jefferson was in concussion protocol as well. Yeah, I mean, there's been a few of them.
KJ Hill, that made me think of him watching him set an Ohio State record. Yes, right. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
But
well, why do you think they? Why do you think they were in concussion protocols?
Because they didn't have anybody to protect them.
There you go.
That's the answer.
All right. So why is everybody? The guy from Paris, excuse me, I'm sure he's an excellent guy. He's a good caller. Listen here, we've got to have somebody to protect the quarterback that can stand on his feet and either run the ball or throw the ball. And if you don't have anybody to protect them, you might as well get ready to go 2-10. I'm tickled to death. And I heard, of course, we've all heard everything the last 4 weeks, that when the team found out he was the coach, the team went crazy, excited. So instead of getting on here and trying to drag us all down, get on here and be positive. We may not go to a bowl next year, but I'm going to go on record right now. You can put it down. I don't care what you do. And I'll go to Paris and have my picture made with the guy in front of the Eiffel Tower. We're going to go 6-6 next year and go to a bowl.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm excited. And when I get excited, you know, because I've been so down that everybody else needs to be. My gosh, people.
So are you keeping your tickets? Because you've made some vows about tickets. You know,
I'm keeping my ticket.
All right.
Now, I will say this about the Lane Kiffin deal. Some of the stuff I heard, if it's true, sort of upset me about, you know, and we weren't in a position to just, pick up our toys and go home. You know, we're not in that kind of a position now. We're just not. And it's sad for me to say that, but we're not. But, you know, when I was thinking about Lane Kiffin coming to Arkansas and being on Dixon, you know, it's not easy to go to Dixon Street and be a nice guy or a nice woman. I mean, let's be honest here. Sure.
Am I a nice guy?
Yeah.
Okay. I go to Dixon
Street.
Well,
I'm 61 years old, and when I go to Dixon, my husband won't go with me. He goes back to the motel room, and I have to bring a taxi back there.
John, you might need to go to the Lord in prayer, you know.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Well, did you meet my son-in-law over the weekend?
Oh, I've known Matt for a long time. So.
Well, that is my son-in-law. He lives, I'm looking out my back door, and his lights are on his truck as we speak, and he is backing out to go to work. That is my son-in-law.
All right. Well, you tell him I said hello, so.
Well, he thinks the world of you.
Well, listen, I think the world of him. So,
well, does he admit to being my mother-in-law or my son-in-law?
I put that connection together this weekend. So,
oh, you did?
Yeah, I didn't know there was a connection there. Someone shared that with me. So,
well, listen, are we invited to your house for Christmas?
Always. And then we'll all go to the Lord in prayer.
I like diamonds. So listen, let's all get on board and get off this. You know, that guy likes to put me to sleep. But anyway, I'm excited. Woo pig suey. And what's the deal about this call about? Oh, I didn't get that. Him and Hunter Yurecek together.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Well, there's where he says, Coach Pittman. What have you got to say? And they say something together.
Yeah. They do the yes, sir thing. And what that is that anytime Sam Pittman got a big commitment when he's been at Georgia, he's made put out a little video of him going, yes, sir, because you can't use the names of the recruits or anything like that. But anytime, so it's just something he's always done.
Well, I like it.
All right.
I like it. Listen, I like it. So anyway, thank you for taking my call.
Well, appreciate it as always, Miss Lisa. And if Miss Lisa is on board, then, I mean, I don't. What else do you need? That's what I was actually kind of concerned about, is what Miss Lisa's reaction would be. But she seems to be on board with Sam Pittman.
And she's keeping her season tickets. Mm-hmm. So
she prayed about it, too. She went to the Lord in prayer.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. Let's squeeze in another quick phone call. Danny's in Russellville. What's going on, Danny?
Yes, I'm so thankful that Ole Miss hired Lane Kiffin. I'm sure he's going to mess that up somehow, some way. This is a great hire for Arkansas. I know he's he doesn't have the experience, but he checks all the boxes. You know, we've been incredibly soft the last few years, and as Marcus Spears said, he's about to turn them Razorbacks into bullies. We've been a soft team, and that's going to end with him. I mean, that had to end. I'm just curious, and I hope you guys will comment on this. Who are the coaches that he's bringing in? And thanks for taking my call, and have a good day.
Well, appreciate it, Danny. Yeah, that's the ultimate question on the coaches. Okay, does this mean that Jim Chaney's coming back as OC? Shocked if he brought back Jim Chaney as offensive coordinator. I don't think that they're going to try to run a pro-style type offense like they have been in previous years. My guess would be is that they want to run some sort of RPO. Now, I don't think it's going to be the type of offense that you would see from a Gus Malzahn or anything like that, but you're going to see some sort of new RPO system put into place, and you're going to see Sam Pittman try to hire an offensive coordinator that'll be able to help out with that. Who he goes with, I'm not totally sure, but I do know, and this is, again, just throwing it out there, I do know that as far as the defensive side of the ball, Sam Pittman has a good friendship and working relationship with Barry Odom. Just throwing it out there. Yeah. Not saying it'll happen, but at least maybe something to watch for.
And I think he'll – question is, he's got less than 10 days to put this recruiting class together.
Yeah.
Whatever you're going to piece together. Do you spend time focusing on staff or just getting right down and seeing Jacoby Criswell and everybody else in the state you better go see? You know, Kenneth Conway, who's going to Ole Miss – you know, now that they've had a coaching change, there's a lineman, you know, or there's even one thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an evaluation you need to make.
Yeah. Same with the players on the current roster. You know, you got to get with those guys, some guys that may be looking to look out.
Exactly. You got to recruit the guys that are here. Man, there is a lot to do. You need 35 hours a day for the next 10 days to get all this done. I don't know that you got time to really worry about staff. We'll talk about that with Clay Henry coming up. You got to have help. You got to have people on the street, if you will. Making sales calls, that's what recruiting is. It's sales calls.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you stop to hire salespeople, in this case, coaches, when you're on a deadline, man? Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting what he'll choose to do here.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Everybody's staying home. Now he does a tightrope act. Boy, Houdini's in the house. We're number three, and nobody's home to watch that house. Touchdown, Hogs! Holy Hog!
We have Clay Henry, the publisher of Hogs Illustrated, joining us here on the Morning Rush as well. We had a lot of people calling and texting into the Cherokee Casino Hotline. We're going to try to get through those as much as possible, but we have to get to this phone call, Tommy. I mean, it just has to happen. Eddie is in Clarksville. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, gentlemen, and good morning to the fan base. As I'd like to welcome the new head conductor of the Hawk Train, Mr. Sam Pittman. And I called in Friday, and I was saying one of the coaches that I wanted to put in Santa's sleigh was Mr. Sam Pittman. And why did I want to put Mr. Sam Pittman in that sleigh? Because, one, he's going to bring mental tenacity to that offensive line. If you're going to win, especially in the SEC Western Division, you better have a tenacity offensive line, and he's going to bring some mental toughness to that line. You can bet that. I don't know who's going to – excuse me a second. Mm. I don't know who is going to be the offensive line coach. But I'm sure Sam Pittman is going to put his input on that offensive line. Let's get to the defensive line. I mentioned – I don't know who's going to be the next defensive coordinator at the U of A under his staff. But I mentioned a couple of names. You mentioned Barry Odom. But I'm mentioning, and I mentioned Friday, Randy Shannon, and I mentioned Charlie Strong. And I don't know if we got a chance to get one or two of those guys. But the best, I do know this. The next head coach at the U of A is Mr. Sam Pittman, what I consider the best offensive line coach in the country. And so if you're going to compete, and it starts there in the trenches. And so we've been getting beat on both sides of the ball. And so I think that's going to turn around quickly. Another thing, He's going to bring buy-in to the year. But I talk about Hog the Line all the time, and especially on game day. And there was not buy-in, you can see, apparently, the last 4 or 5 years by an Arkansas team. And to step out on the field, want to play one half of football, that cannot take place. Or they play one quarter of football and miss the other three. That's going to change. And so football's always has been, always will be, four quarters of football. And he's fixing them to bring some enthusiasm to both sides. I think it's a good hire. I don't know about great, but he's going to try to, you're going to see wins go up in our program because, one, you're going to be more fundamentally sound. And so I'll hang up and let other callers call. But stay aboard the Hawk train. I see the offensive line turning around quickly. And mention what go, what you need to do, hit the road when he gets up here. Well, he needs them to stop in-state, keep these in-state kids at home. And the first stop I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I'm going to Mork in Arkansas, and whatever it takes to convince Mr. Criswell to come to the U of A, because that young man's got tremendous upside and can swing the football, by the way. And then I'm going to North Little Rock on my sleigh, and I'm talking to that little running back they got down there, about 5'11", Mr. Thomas, about 6'2", 215, that can fly. And so it starts keeping your in-state kids at home when you talk about holding light, going to Texas and bringing in some recruits. And you're going to have, if you get the fundamentally sound coaches, what did I say last week? You've got to have thought. You're only good as your assistant coaches. And so I think that's fixing to take place. And so, for people at first might have been taken off guard about Mr. Pittman being the head coach at the U of A. Well, if you know what I mean, in the next year or two, it's going to be a great hire. And thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thanks, Eddie.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this, though. You can't be the Hog Train anymore. It's got to be the Sam Tram.
The Sam Tram.
The Sam Tram. And you have to change club dub to Sam's Club. Ha! Sorry, I heard that yesterday on the internet. It was terrible. Obviously, Eddie, I think, feels the way a lot of Razorback fans do, where it's not the number one hire that they had in mind. It may not even been the number one hire in Hunter Yurecek's mind, but it's a hire that makes sense and that it can really get people to buy in and believe in, and especially, again, depending on his coordinators and his coaches that he brings in. I think that will add to the level of excitement if he is able to bring in some name coaches. Barry Odom as a defensive coordinator has been a name that's thrown around. That alone right there will be able to really get a lot of Razorback fans to say, you know what, man, maybe they can really put something together and build something strong. So I think that a lot of the Razorback fans are feeling this. And, of course, we're going to have all that reaction and continue to have reactions here on the Morning Rush. We also have Clay Henry, the publisher of Hogs Illustrated, with us as well on a Monday morning quarterback. Presented by Crabtree RV.
Yeah, Crabtree RV and Alma, exit 13 off of I-40 next door to the Cracker Barrel. Right now, the Christmas Cash Day sale is on at Crabtree RV. You can get sales tax paid or $1,000 in Christmas cash. Just stop in now through New Year's Eve to take advantage of the savings, and they'll still give you the most for your trade. It's all at Crabtree RV and Alma. Crabtree RV, it's where your family's dreams come true.
So, Clay, obviously with this hire, it's going to become with a lot of people who are very skeptical, too, because we've had some text messages here this morning of people saying that this is an awful hire, terrible hire. They're never going to do better than 5 wins a year. As much as there is some overwhelming positivity towards this hire, Clay, there's still some people that are very skeptical of this hire as well.
Yeah, and I think that's just the case of where you are right now. And you know, we've been beaten down in the, you know, with as far as recent results, the last 4 years have been, you know, a lot of misery. And if it wasn't, an $8 million hire, you know, then wasn't Bob Stoops or you name the
Urban Meyer,
the NFL coach that's out of work, that you
Ron
know,
Rivera,
yeah, just whatever. If it wasn't one of those guys, then you're going to have some of that. And what I can tell you is the Arkansas football program is going to get tougher and more physical. And the softness that you've seen the last several years is going to evaporate from the program. And the first time that they can put full pads, they will go live. and that is Sam's nickname with the players. They called him Live Sammy P. And, you know, it was, you know, I talked with Frank Ragnow last night, and he says they will get tougher, they will play harder, or they won't play. And, you know, they will find some men on the practice field, and it will translate into a team that no one wants to play because they're going to hit you right in the mouth on the first play and pass the whistle, and to the point that, you know, that you have been tested as far as your mental toughness and your physical stamina. And that's what has to happen. And it's in, I don't know what style of play. I don't think the style of play really matters, whether it's pro or spread or whatever. I think that what matters is that the physical toughness, meanness, and, you know, if you watched Oregon play in their bowl, in their championship game, and you saw their offensive line, that's an old, Cristobal is an old offensive line coach, and his guys were the meanest, nastiest in that league, and that's why they emerged as the champion of the Pac-12. And, you know, your offensive line, the way you practice will dictate what your defensive line is. And I think that's what's going to change at Arkansas. And those that didn't like the hire, you know, they'll come around. And the only thing that really is going to change that is winning. And it's going to take a couple of years. But it's a good, solid hire. And I understand the questions because he hasn't been a head coach, but I don't blame Hunter Yurcich for what he did and how he did it. And he uncovered all the stones. And he tried to interview every what you would say would be a good prospect for the Arkansas job. Fans have to know that this is the result of that, of a very good, honest search that, you know, went after probably every guy on their list. So, you know, Tommy, you can speak to that, you know, how, you know, as far as the sitting head coaches, they all had their chance to take the Arkansas job. Sam wanted it, mm-hmm. and has a lot of the right boxes checked.
Yeah. I mean, and again, going back to, you know, Arkansas has always been a state we felt like we were in the, you know, with a chip on our shoulder, little brother complex. You certainly want a coach that is all in, definitely wants the job. Brad texted in a little bit ago and on the Cherokee Casino Hotline said, not just look at the video that Hunter Yurcich put out about how Sam wanted the job. Look at his wife and how elated she was in that video. Yeah,
Jamie's his wife. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I would sit down with Dustin Fry when the first spring when he was at Arkansas, and we talked for about an hour, and he said, you know, I've just got my wife here, and he says we've got a relationship with Sam and Jamie Pittman, and when I got this job, when we came from SMU, he said I got a phone call and some messages from Sam, and he said we knew them when we were at Clemson, and he said they've been all over. You can check Sam's resume, and he said the happiest and most fun and best place that they'd ever lived was Fayetteville, Arkansas, and that at some point they hope to move back to Arkansas. And he was speaking about retirement.
Yeah.
Didn't know that this opportunity was ever going to happen, but he said, Jamie just absolutely loved her time in Fayetteville.
I've got a family member who's got a very close friend who sold the lot next to him on the lake down in Hot Springs to Sam Pittman. And he had made plans and didn't have a house on his undeveloped lot, but he'd bought a lot. In fact, they've become friends, and he went to the Florida Georgia game as a guest this year of Sam Pittman. So
they can start construction on that house now.
They can, I believe, they'll have the down payment soon. But yep. You know, so
oh,
you know,
they can pay cash.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, he had made plans to come back to Arkansas, like you said, at some point in retirement. So this certainly is a place he wanted to be, and that's what a lot of people find out once they get here from the outside in. Is, you know, this is a pretty good place to live, mm-hmm. and coach. And there's a different set of pressures here because you're the only athletic program in the state that matters, and it's the only thing that people pay attention to. There are no pro franchises. this is it. And it's a different kind of pressure because of that. But it makes, that's what makes the job special here. It's what makes the program special.
Fans probably didn't really get a chance to get to know Sam during his time here, because offensive line coaches are not who get up to speak at Razorback Club meetings. They will love Sam Pittman. He will blow them away. And the thing that always, you know, that I saw from the very start, after I met him the first time, you'd see in the hallway, and he'd point to you and grab you and call you by name. And he just really is good on the relationships, and that's what made him a great recruiter. And the mamas, daddies, and, you know, it just goes on and on. You know, it's after he left Arkansas and his players begin to get married, he would be at the weddings. I don't know any coach that goes back to weddings of players after he leaves the program. I mean, it's just they just move on. Not Sam. And people are going to like him, and they're going to gravitate to him, and they're going to like the way his teams play.
Hey, the True Blue Savings event's going on right now at Williams Tractor in Fayetteville, Berryville, or Bobcat of Northwest Arkansas in Rogers. Take advantage of 0% financing, cashback savings, and other year-end specials on select New Holland tractors, hay and forage products, and material handling equipment. Get in on all the True Blue Savings now at Williams Tractor in Fayetteville, Berryville, or Bobcat of Northwest Arkansas in Rogers.
Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Steve is calling in. What's going on, Steve?
Good morning, fellas. Pretty pumped up about the hire. I was now, obviously, I think a lot of people, I wasn't real big on the pick at first. But I read a lot of the tweets from the ex-players, and they kind of got me fired up. I think it's real important about the kind of staff he brings in, so I just wanted to ask you guys, what, in your opinion, would be the best-case scenario of an offensive-defensive coordinator? And also, what recruits would you go after that have kind of, trying to hold the base together? What would be one of your first calls as far as staff and as far as recruits to kind of get back in? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, well, appreciate the phone call, Steve. I know that the names as far as defensive coordinators have been thrown out. The Barry Odom angle I thought was interesting. Not that it means anything, but I did find it fascinating that when Barry Odom, after he was fired and he put out a statement – basically thanking all the Missouri fans and everything, Sam Pittman was one of those people that tweeted at him and had said, just basically commending their friendship and how big things are ahead for them and all of that. So that was definitely an interesting thing that people kind of perked up on and says, hey, maybe he can get Barry Odom as a defensive coordinator. I know that's been thrown around. People have been asking about the Jim Chaney angle, and that's always in play. As long as you have Sam Pittman, you know their friendship and how they've been two peas in a pod, essentially, throughout both their coaching careers. That's always in play. But somebody also to look out for is possibly Jay Johnson, who was an offensive coach there at Georgia for a while. He was the offensive coordinator this past season, also coaching quarterbacks for Colorado. So they have a good working relationship, apparently. Again, not saying that that's somebody that they would for sure hire, but it's definitely a name to be looking out for. Clay, have I left out anybody that you think would be interesting?
Yeah, the kind of the dark horse in this as far as coordinator, offensive coordinator, is Barry Lunney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know whether, Sam feels that way. You know, he hasn't been around Barry, but I think that he's probably ready for that next step. And he knows what Sam likes. They coach side by side, and tight ends and offensive linemen, there are so many drills that, the tandem drills with tight end and tackles that they would have had to work side by side, and knows exactly how Sam thinks in every situation, would know his preferred blocking schemes. And I think, that the training that Barry has gotten under Jim Chaney, Dan Enos, Chad Morris, Joe Craddock, all of those blended together are just fascinating. And I saw a difference in the last two games in the way the checks and the reads were being run by the offense, and the way the offense cleaned up. No turnovers in the last two games. And I think, Joe was calling the plays, but I think that Barry was was handling the checks at the line of scrimmage, because you could see the quarterback looking the hand signals from Barry that communicate. And I thought that there was some evidence there that there had been some subtle changes to the offense that were orchestrated by Barry Lunny. And it would not surprise me to see him be coordinator. And it also wouldn't, you know, the other one, do not discount the friendship of Jim Chaney and Sam Pittman. Mm-hmm. The love that I saw, it was on the field after the Texas game, and I did not know for sure that Jim Chaney was leaving, but then when I saw those two men, Jim came out of the press box and onto the field, and they embraced, and tears flowed down their face, and I stood there for about maybe 5 minutes. It seemed like a long time to wait to talk to both of them, and it was clear that they were just devastated that they, you know, that they were going different directions after that game. And, you know, it's not a coincidence that it took him 1 year to find another job to, you know, for them to be reunited again at Georgia. So look for that, and could be any of those others that you mentioned. I would agree with what your list is.
If Jim Chaney had never become the offensive coordinator at Arkansas, Sam Pittman would probably be a name that we just knew from other schools.
Mm-hmm.
Probably wouldn't, you know, if it wasn't for Jim Chaney, we probably wouldn't be talking about Sam Pittman as your head coach today.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's kind of funny how all that ties together.
Yeah,
especially with the angles that, of course, you know, we know that what the accomplishment that Sam Pittman has had, but it just makes me wonder, though, with Razorback fans, if they decided to go the Jim Chaney route, would that necessarily inspire a lot of hope or a lot of excitement about it? Because you know that Jim Chaney left Arkansas. I don't know whether he was fired or not. I don't think he was fired, but it was essentially just it would be best for you to move on. Same thing happened at Georgia when he moved on.
Well, his contract wasn't extended, and he knew what was coming. And, you know, you always want to have that 2-year contract, and it wasn't extended. He had 1 year left, and so he saw the handwriting on the wall. Those coordinators, they want to have that 2-year window, and he didn't have it. And it's like, I'm going to take some. It's like, there's not going to be a better opportunity than Georgia come open maybe the next year. So that's why he did it.
Well, I mean, I just thought that was a fascinating point on whether or not that would be the guy or not. But, you know, again,
I'm with Clay, though. The personal relationship there may trump everything else.
Yeah, so I just don't know if that's the route they want to go at this point.
Well, we'll see that may be the route Sam Pittman wants to go, though, as well. Because trust, who you know, like, and trust matters in decisions of this nature.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
The give is to Alex Collins, straight up the middle, and Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas, 80 yards.
877-377-6963 is the number to call or text into the Cherokee Casino hotline. We've had a few people holding on patiently, so let's go back to the phone lines. Woo is on the line. What's going on, Woo?
Good morning. This is Hollywood.
Hollywood, you can't be doing that. Can't be giving us fake names now. Nope, you're gone. Sorry. Gary in Fort Smith. What's going on, Gary?
Hey, guys. Hey, I coach a travel baseball team, and one of my assistant coaches is a Georgia alum. And I can tell you, if anyone's not happy with this hire for us, once you reach out to any Georgia Bulldog fan, they are distraught and not happy.
Yeah.
I think it was a great hire.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about during the break, Gary. Georgia football did not get better.
No.
Over this transition, they 24 hours ago, Georgia football was better with Sam Pittman.
Right. And the other thing, what day was it that Hunter Yurcheck met with the coaching staff and basically said Lonnie and Traylor could stick around, but everybody else should probably be looking? Was that Wednesday?
It was middle of the week last week that there were some tweets that were coming out like that. We were able to somewhat confirm that information on Thursday. So,
Thursday?
Is that right, John?
Well, yes.
Because you were the one confirmed.
So, yes. obviously this deal was a done deal pretty much then. In my book, I don't think he would have met with the coaches if he had already not met with Sam, and things were pretty much in place.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I have a question, do you think this affects Rakeem Boyd's decision maybe to
stick around for his senior year now, knowing that he may have a much better offensive line to run behind.
I think Jeff Traylor's decision to stay
is
the running backs coach and be on this staff is the big thing with Rakeem Boyd. Just my opinion.
Well, I hope Lonnie gets promoted to OC, and I think this is a great hire. I think we went the right route. Mm-hmm. I would much rather have Sam Pittman than Lane Kiffin. I'm sorry. I think we would have got another round of drama that we don't need. Mm-hmm. And I think Sam is I'm thrilled that he's still a big here. And I think we did well there. Anyway, that's all I got.
Well, appreciate the phone call, Gary. And I'll tell you this. This is just, again, this whole past week has been nothing but pure speculation. I mean, there was people saying that they knew things, actually what they didn't know things, and it was just a mess, let's be honest. But one of the things, and I don't know if that's correct or anything, and maybe Clay can help me out and clarify on it. What I understand is that there was an initial agreement, whether it's a verbal agreement, handshake, whatever, between Arkansas and Lane Kiffin. And this was early to mid last week. And it was all approved by the board. Everybody was on board with it. It seemed like it was working out. Until Lane Kiffin then interviewed with Ole Miss. And by doing that, that at least put Hunter Yurecek in a bind saying, hey, dude, what the crap? What are you doing here? We thought we had an agreement. Then Jimmy Sexton comes back and does Jimmy Sexton things, starting trying to wheel and deal, say, hey, man, they got this offer. This is what we're looking at. And then Hunter Yurecek said, no, we're withdrawing our offer. See you later. Now, I don't know if that's completely and totally true. I don't know if we're going to ever even know more about it. But that's at least the understanding that I got, that Lane Kiffin was initially the guy, but Hunter Yurecek was not going to play games with Jimmy Sexton. He was not going to go down that route. And essentially, that's why you saw the offer with Drew. And apparently, from what some of the reports were saying, is that Arkansas actually had a better offer for Lane Kiffin as far as the contract and everything. They were offering something better, but they decided to go with the play around and tried to get the Ole Miss deal. They ended up settling for the Ole Miss deal, and that's why Lane Kiffin's at Ole Miss. And they went with Sam Pittman and Arkansas. Now, Clay, again, I don't know. Maybe you could speak more on that. Maybe I'm way off base, but that was at least my understanding on the situation.
Yeah, there is at least that scenario that's out there, and whether it's exactly that way. But I do feel like there was an offer made, and it was the offer that Jimmy Sexton and Lane Kiffin had asked for. And, you know, once the Ole Miss offer came in, you know, I don't think the same kind of feelings that they had for Lane. And it just goes back to the things that we talked about in the last hour. They're just, you know, the athletic directors and the schools, they don't like dealing with Sexton. And I don't know who Sam's agent is. You know, it could be, you know, that it's the same situation. I don't know. But it's, you know, that'll be interesting to find out in the next day or so who they're dealing with Sam. But it's obviously not the same situation. You know, Sam was like, hey, I'll take your offer, and his handshake was good enough. You know, the Lane Kiffin thing, I never felt good about it. I understood, you know, a lot of the fans' thoughts of, you know, who he was and why Arkansas should hire him. But I never felt that way. And I didn't voice concerns. I just didn't feel it the way you'd want to. And the man that Sam Pittman is, and the coach, and, you know, it's a whole different feeling, I just put it that way, than Lane Kiffin. And I'm pleased that that's where Arkansas is right now.
And this, you know, any idea that there's a ceiling on what Sam Pittman can do here? Well, he could get you back to 7 or 8 wins. Clay, I think this is a guy that can get you back to where you think you can be. You know, it may not win a national title, may not win a Western Division the way the West is, but this is a guy who has the experience and can put together a staff to win ball games if given the time to do so.
Yeah, the main thing that you have to do is that you have to change the mindset of what the team is, and they're not going to be soft going forward. And I think we all agree that that's where Arkansas was in the last. it's not the same atmosphere or attitude that's existed in the last few years, and being able to run the ball when you want to run the ball. That's what's going to happen.
I'll tell you this, as far as the agent you were talking about, you weren't totally sure on the agent situation and all that. It was yesterday, I think it was actually David Basil talking about it. Yeah, he said that Judy Henry, who's a 31-year attorney down in Little Rock, that was the one that apparently she had been quietly being Sam Pittman's agent, and her husband, attorney Cliff Henry, was a Razorback defensive back back in the early 80s, and she has represented players and coaches and all of that. So
yep.
I guess that's who was representing him.
I've claimed Cliff is my cousin for years and years since I knew him at Conway. So yeah, that's a good family.
Yeah. So the fact that there was Arkansas ties to the agency, at least, or the representation there, I think went a long way in this process as well.
Yeah. Hey, have you checked your mortgage rate lately? A lot of times people forget about the rate on your mortgage once you've closed the loan. If you haven't done so in a while, your friends at Arvest Bank would love the opportunity to review your current home loan. Arvest has competitive rates. You might be able to lower the monthly payment you're paying now, shorten the term of your loan, or do some of both. Arvest Bank services 99% of the loans that they originate, so most of the time, you can deal with any of the local branches for all of your mortgage needs. Call Randy at 479-573-1127 or download the Home for Me app to your mobile device and search for an Arvest loan officer near you. Arvest Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Highline. Jared is in Russellville. What's going on, Jared?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great, man. How about yourself?
Well, I'm very excited. I'm excited about being a Razorback fan today. I've stuck through thick and thin with this team through all the misery that we went through the last couple of years, and it's a bright day. You guys asked last week what you thought was going to be kind of like the basement of this coaching hire, and I called in and said I don't know if this is going to be that. Basement of it, because I believe in Sam Pittman. But I said Sam Pittman wants the job, and I think that the thing, if we go that route, it would be a great hire. And I think that we're getting back to fundamental football, which is very key. And the offensive defensive line is going to be outstanding. And I know you guys read up on all of this stuff, but if you read his offensive linemen everywhere he's been, he's not only just a great guy, but he shows them what being a man's all about. And that's what being a football coach is all about, showing a young man how to become a true man and just love their families and just get to know them. And I'm excited to see him do this thing on the entire team. I mean, when he walks into the room in the recruitment and he's your head coach and he says, "Hey, I'm going to take care of your son," you can take that to the bank, that he's going to be there and he's going to support them through thick and thin. Some of the things that have been quoted by Frank Ragnow, for instance, he said that he texts even his sister when she's going through some stuff. And the guy is just an outstanding man, and I'm excited about him being our head coach. I'll hang up and listen. God bless y'all.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Jared. And I think that that's something that also resonates with Razorback fans too, is just seeing the outpouring of support from former players that were under Pittman. I mean, it just seemed like there was more to it than just him simply teaching them X's and O's and how to, you know, get off their blocks a little easier. It was just something that they trusted Sam Pittman with their life and still held a friendship and a close relationship to this day. So when you see a lot of former players going out to bat for him, and not just former Arkansas players, I'm talking about former Georgia players, Tennessee players, people that know Sam Pittman, think it's just an outstanding hire. And I think the point you made about getting back to the fundamentals, that's really what it was about, I think, more so with anything with Sam Pittman. Is Sam Pittman, he's a guy, he's an offensive line guy. He's trench play. And you're hoping that at least the minimum of guarantees, there's no guarantees in coaching when it comes to wins and losses, let's just be honest. But one of the guarantees that I would feel comfortable making about Sam Pittman being your coach now is that your offensive line is going to be stellar. It's going to be solid, if not one of the best in the SEC. You're going to have a lot of toughness, and you're going to have a guy that knows how to recruit and recruit at a high level. Can he translate that with the assistant coaches that he's going to hire to make sure that they're recruiting at the same level that he is? Time will tell. But you at least know that you're going to have a guy who gets it, who knows this league and is very familiar with it and is well-respected among coaching circles.
Here's an interesting question, guys. Who does Sam Pittman hire as his offensive line coach?
Does he have an offensive line coach?
Does he even have one? Clay, that's an interesting thought right there.
Oh, I think he'll have an offensive line coach. There'll be someone that, numerically, you will have one. And you think that he would he'd be hands-on, just the way Nick Saban. I don't know if people understand this, but Nick Saban is the pseudo cornerbacks coach at Alabama. I mean, he hands-on coaches the corners in practice. That would not be such an unusual thing for someone to really have a hand in it. When Danny Ford was at Arkansas, and he's an old offensive line coach, that's where he spent his time. And he may not have coached them, but he knew exactly what techniques and who was who was doing what in the offensive line. And that's probably the way Sam will do it. Offensive line play is different in that there are parts of the practices when they're off in the corner doing offensive line stuff. And you'd think when that's going on, Sam probably would be with the rest of the team, would be overseeing that. But, he's going to be a CEO coach where he moves around the field and understands what's going on. And that may be, an adjustment. I don't know how he handled it when he was head coach at Hutchinson Junior College, if he coached the offensive line, but, he would have a history of knowing how to handle that. And, you don't have a lot of coaches in junior college, so perhaps he was offensive line coach. But that's a hard thing to juggle, Tommy. John, I don't know whether that's the way it'll work out, but I think one of the offensive line guys at Georgia dates back with some I'm talking about one of the assistants to the assistants type deal dates back to Arkansas days. It might have predated Sam at Arkansas. That's a good question. And, it'd be one of the things that's probably asked to him today.
Yeah. I figure he will have one. Just interesting who he would choose. And that'll be an interesting choice. Arkansas basketball off till Saturday. No game till they play Tulsa this Saturday. Finals and a lot of things going on. Arkansas kind of in a pattern here. So get out to Joe's Grill sometime this week and enjoy some great food and some great Tex-Mex at Joe's Grill and Cantina. Then this Saturday, enjoy half-price apps and taps at Joe's Grill during every Hog game all season long. TVs all around the restaurant. You can watch the game. Half-price apps and taps like brisket nachos, Mexican pizza, their big sampler platter. You'll find it all at Joe's Grill and Cantina. And plus, all the great beers on tap are half-price during the games as well. Joe's Grill and Cantina, 3400 South 74th Street in Fort Smith across from Harps.
Big Trail Nation on Twitter yesterday put out this clip dating way back when after Sam Pittman had left Arkansas for Georgia under Brett Bielema. And, Brett Bielema had this comment, and it was fascinating to hear back. Here it is.
Sam's great. I've enjoyed my time with him, but, I helped his career quite a bit. I mean, he really wasn't a resound offensive line guru until we got things rolling.
So when you hear that comment, of course, that's kind of like classic Brett Bielema. It's like he wasn't a resounding offensive line coach until he got here. He wasn't a guru until he got here. But Clay, the relationship that they had in the ending of that when Sam Pittman left Arkansas, was it as simple as just Pittman got a better offer to Georgia and he took it? Because it certainly seemed like at the time there was a lot of bitterness in that whole strained relationship between Bielema and Pittman.
Yeah, I think that's probably true, and that's one of the classic Bielema lines, where it's like he took a little shot on Sam's way out, and I think that was a mistake on his part, and it was a bad look. We probably all agree on that, right?
Oh yeah,
That's why this has been trotted out. But there isn't any question, Sam, for instance, when he coached for Butch Davis at North Carolina, and they're churning out great offensive linemen that are, the pros are interested. Everybody will tell you that he's been a solid offensive line coach for a long time. Was in the process of kind of settling out the offensive line at Tennessee, was in the process of recruiting top players that ended up flipping to Arkansas that didn't stay with their commitments to Tennessee. And he was assistant head coach at North Carolina. So you tell me whether Butch Davis thought he was an important aspect of what they were doing there with the Tar Heels. And I think the answer is yes, he did. Uh-huh. I've interviewed Butch Davis several times about Sam Pittman. Pat Jones, who knew him from all the way back to where, when he was a head coach at Hutchinson, will tell you that this is a top coach, and everybody knew that. So Brett was that was an ill-advised comment from Brett Bielema.
And Georgia's a championship-type program. They just played in the SEC championship game. I think we would all agree, and we said this earlier in the hour, Georgia football didn't get better by Sam Pittman leaving.
Yeah. And I'll say and add to that, Tommy, I've talked to some friends of mine who cover Georgia, and one of them being a Georgia alum, kind of similar to what I am with Arkansas. And one thing that he had told me is that this is not just some, all right, well, let's go out and get another guy and hopefully it can work out. Like, this is a huge blow to their coaching staff and to their program, and they understand that. So those are the types of things that show just how important and how effective he was in the coaching realm.
Yeah. Save up to $2,700 or no interest for 5 years on brand-new Hot Springs hot tubs during the Burton Pools and Spas holiday sale. It's going on right now. Hot tubs are in stock and on sale with over 60 luxury spas to choose from, starting at just $26.95. This includes delivery, cover, all the startup chemicals to stay warm and cozy this winter, and your new Hot Springs hot tub from Burton Pools and Spas. Burton Pools and Spas in Springdale and in Fort Smith, your source for backyard fun.
Yeah, what were you going to say on that, Clay?
Yeah, I was going to just chime in that when you get a new head coach, the number one thing that you want to know, the very first question, who are the coordinators? Boom, you know that, and that we get that. Then the next question, and some will rank, be 2A or 2B. Next question, who's your offensive line coach? Who's your strength coach? Those are, without question, those are the important hires that define your staff. So Sam will get those questions, and the offensive line coach will be someone that has an intimate relationship with him, I'm guessing, and that he will be in the room at least some of the time, but it's where Georgie is now, that's retooling. And Kirby Smart, that's the nature of being successful, is that your coaches, you're going to be able to hire good coaches, but you're going to lose good coaches. And Sam Pittman, without question, that is a hit to them. But they're good, and they're rolling, and they're successful, and they pay well. So the chances are he'll hire a good offensive line coach.
Yeah, I mean, I feel good about the chances there too. I mean,
it's he's not going to hire Kurt Anderson.
No.
I mean, it's just not, that's not where he has to go. And, whatever Brett said about losing Sam Pittman, to go from Sam Pittman to Kurt Anderson raised eyebrows in the coaching fraternity. We had to get a good look at it to know, but that was a huge setback that he did not overcome.
Yeah. My point is Georgia just lost a good one. Sometimes you get rid of a coach or a coach leaves and your program gets better. That's not the case with Georgia. That's all.
Yeah, and it's a couple of years ago I had a conversation with Brett, and he and Brett and Sam patched things up. They've got a good relationship. So, but that was a mistake, and I'm glad you pulled that clip out, John.
Yeah, because if you look back on it, that's where a lot of people will point to the downfall of Arkansas, especially offensively, is when they lost Sam Pittman and replaced it with Kurt Anderson. It just definitely wasn't the same. And it had a huge negative impact on Arkansas and their program in general.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
Like the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast? Check out the Halftime Pod at hitthatline.com.